It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And good morning. I'm Phil Vacchio.
Hello, Phil.
Good morning, Dave.
Phil and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combo of us and J. Marie Schaefer are here every weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law. It is, in theory, a call-in show, Phil. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
People can call.
I did.
With questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a listener yesterday coming for a consult.
Oh.
Told him to call. If you're listening, feel free. Call in.
Yeah. 518-476-5900 is the number if you dare call us this morning. And if you want to see Phil or myself or Jamie in one of our four offices up in Queensbury, down in Kingston, and in the middle, Saratoga and Albany, you can reach us at
518-465-7581. I got you, Dave.
It happened once a year, Ben. It happens.
Got a lot going on.
Do you want me to write that down for you?
No, no.
I could. Could you look at them? Yeah, I would.
It's only been 11 years. It's what do I know? So what's going on?
I'm all dressed up.
I know you. You look nice.
Thank you.
What's the occasion?
Yeah. Well, after this, I'm going to a little event, Tools for Caregivers, at Hudson Valley Community College. We have a booth there, and Kim Hance from our office is going to be presenting on a panel. Any caregivers out there who are caring for seniors who are loved ones, and some helpful tips and what to look for and how to help them. So it should be a good event.
It looks like it's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is at Hudson Valley Community College, as you mentioned, in the Bulmer Communication Center.
To be exact, yes.
You've been there before. And, wow, it's 17th annual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's been going on for that long. Good event. We've been there before, so.
And it's like a who's who of, caregiving agencies.
All the resources you may need, lots of learning materials, come on down.
The only law firm I see here is Herzog Law Firm, Phil.
Is that right?
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, that's good.
Well, if you guys have nothing going on, you can go visit Phil at Hudson Valley Community College.
Stop by. I'll be at the table. And say hello.
And if you want to see us all over the place, May, Phil's going to be crazy. We start to scatter.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
A lot of events in May.
There's everything from continuing education. There's Alzheimer's events. There's all sorts of stuff going on in May.
We're at libraries. We're at some hotels, maybe. Yeah.
No.
We'll send out the word to all our clients.
So, Phil, we were talking. Ben, Phil and I talk. I don't know if you knew this.
You do?
On Saturday.
I didn't know that.
And we come up with things to talk about during the show, and a lot of times it's based off of, how the week was and so on.
Some of your best nuggets come from.
Yeah.
Well, the week.
Ripped from the headlines.
This is all real life stuff,
like
Ben.
Law
we
and
don't
order,
fabricate it, yes.
Dun-dun.
And one of the things I wanted to talk about, I mentioned an analogy to a client that I had not used in a very long time. And I think it fits a lot because, Phil, we do estate planning for individuals and families. We do elder law plans. And I would venture to guess that there's no two clients who have the same exact plan.
Not exactly the same.
They might be similar, they might have similar goals, but every fact matters, every asset matters, every relationship, every desire that the client has. I want to leave money like this.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave money like that, whatever it might be. And in order for us to customize their plan, we really do need to know their life. And I know you've talked about it a bunch. We do hour-long free consults because a lot of the talking is just to get to know you.
Yeah. And sometimes the conversation, we don't even get through the meat of it in that consult. We might need a second consultation, which happens from time to time. But it's really important for us to get to know the clients first. And they're not only their, them personally to start with, their family situation, their finances obviously are important in our world, what their desires are, what their goals are, what their ideal future looks like. I always ask them, it's impossible to tell what the future is going to go like. If you were to tell me your ideal future, what does it look like? And I like to hear how they answer that.
Well, they can go. I think. See, this is where this whole major, minor in psychology comes in. Yeah, because wherever they take it, right?
Yeah.
And they could be talking about family, or they could be talking about moving out of the state, or they could, who knows what they're going to be talking about.
Well, it's some insight into them and what they think.
They may say, I think my mom's going to be living with me and I'm going to be taking care of her. And then we know, okay, well then maybe there's something we should be discussing about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also the point of it is for them to learn about you, because we're not just one and done attorneys. There are other areas of law. There's other professions where it typically is one and done. You know, yeah. I don't know how many times you're going to get divorced. I don't know how many times you're going to declare for bankruptcy, you know, when it comes to law. I do know if we have an estate plan, it's going to evolve over time. And if I'm a client, I probably want my attorney to be someone that my kids can call when there's bad news down the road to guide them. You know, it's really a relationship both ways.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're becoming part of their team in their eyes, their team for a support system, not just for them, not just for their spouse, for their kids or their loved ones. You know, when something happens, those individuals need a place to start. And if there's people around them that can help and guide them, that's very important. I think that gives a lot of people peace of mind to know that, you know, A, there is somebody, B, you trust and like that person or that firm they're going to be working with.
And they're also there to kind of, in that initial consult, to really get educated on things, because there is a very low probability, unless they've had, you know, family members who were clients, unless their parents were clients.
Yeah.
It's likely they're going to learn a lot about how estate planning works, how wills work, why probate may not be something you want to do, why a certain kind of trust might be more desirable than another, why irrevocable doesn't mean what you thought it meant. It's really a process.
Well, I think there's two distinct categories of initial consult clients. On the first side, you have individuals who never really never experienced this in their life, never really maybe have thought about it at a high level, but didn't go down that rabbit hole of what should I be thinking about, what should I consider. And it really truly is a learning experience, all from almost from no knowledge at all, to the other type of client where they've been through it, you know, whether it's... Yeah. Their parents planned properly and it was a great experience, or they did no planning at all and it was a horrible experience, or they served as a power of attorney or an executor for a friend or family member. They're coming a little bit more educated and have real life experience of what the importance of this planning and what to think about. So I think that's, and those counsels are very different experiences for us as well, how they go.
And, you know, getting back to the customization of plans, really understanding what the client wants. So we educate them, we learn about them. We're going to bring up some things that might be helpful for them to consider based off of, you know, how they talked about their family, whether or not they like their in-laws, you know, things, who knows, right? This is
wherever they go with it.
We have special needs with a grandchild. Well, we're going to need to deal with that within their plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said to a client, because they were kind of going between doing a revocable trust, which has certain goals,
mm-hmm.
and doing the Medicaid trust, which has similar goals, and then kind of tacks on another couple in terms of like long-term care protection and stuff like that. And I said to them, look, it's like you go to a pharmacy and you're looking at, you know, two, you know, Tylenols or something like that. And one is, you know, Tylenol PM. Tylenol did not pay me. This, by the way, I just want to be clear.
Advil's,
no relation
Advil's
to Tylenol
pretty mad right now, Dave.
And Procter & Gamble, if they own Tylenol or anything like that. But you got Tylenol Extra Strength, and then you have Tylenol PM. And you look at the boxes, and there's usually like a little graph or something that shows
little boxes.
Like, this
and,
does, you know, it eases your stuffiness, and this one, you know, controls your cough. And most of them check the same ones. And if you're not worried about helping, you know, sleep at night, then you're not going to have the Tylenol PM, right? Because that's going to be a specific kind of medicine that has extra features that'll handle, you know, or not handle what you're trying to do.
Or might be an adverse effect. You might be sleeping in the day. We don't
non-drowsy,
right.
Benadryl, because I got to go to work, but I do have allergies. Whatever. The point is, you come in and you tell us your symptoms. You tell us where you're trying to go, and then we're going to figure out what's the right medicine for you. What's the right combination of documents? What? How do you trust fund? What's the right mix for you in order to get you to where you want to go?
Well, also, you're looking at that box yourself. Maybe you have a cold. Maybe it's not too serious. But when you go to the doctor, the doctor's going to also ask you some questions that you didn't think about, right? They're not going to rely on you to just you tell me what you need, and I'm just going to diagnose you based solely on that. They're going to ask you certain questions. Do you have a history of this? Do you know, is this going on with your, does your knee happen to ache? Oh, if your knee aches, that means something else is wrong, right? They're the professional.
And don't Google it, by the way. That's another lesson here. Whatever symptoms you have and whatever estate planning things you want to do, don't Google.
Yeah, it's either you're always going to die or you're going to be poor. And that's what Google's going to tell you, one or the other. So you're relying on the professionals to guide you as well, right? And check those boxes and prescribe you the medication or, in our case, the plan that would suit you best based on your needs. And, you know, speaking of Googling, right, going on WebMD, there's in our world, there's the do-it-yourself idea, right? I'm going to go online, I'm going to print out a will, or I'm going to do Rocket Lawyer, and I'm going to know what questions to ask and what I need. And they might not ask you the right questions. So what that form spits out might not exactly suit your needs.
I had someone this week that told me that there's a financial advisor slash, well, Susie Orman, I'll just say her name because she's everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's a very big proponent of trust.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful if that's the right fit for you. But her seminars and stuff never talk about the long-term care aspect. Right, it's all about probate avoidance, which is great.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like half of the puzzle. You know what I mean? And so you don't want to rely on just these. New York's really specific. So you need New York advice, right? You know, elder law is really specific. You need an elder law attorney. And we talk about this all the time, but more of the same. You know, when you're sick, you don't go into the pharmacy and you say, hey, I'm here for medicine, right? We need more details than medicine. And what is going to be the right solution for you is going to be different than your neighbor, per se. I feel like I'm kind of equal parts, Phil, convincing people who say they need a trust that maybe they don't as much as I am people who think they just need a will, and I convince them I think they need a trust. You know, I try to be, well, I call them as I see them.
There's many different versions of that too, depending on what they're, I had a client yesterday, again, they came in and they had the idea of a trust in general. I need to trust. Someone told me I need to trust, whatever the case was. So we go through all the fact patterns in their life and what they have and their family situation, all that. We get through all of that. And then we get to the conversation of trusts. And the wife interrupts me at one point because I'm going through, you know, we talked about the goals were the common goals. I want to protect assets. Absolutely. You know, if I go into a nursing home, I don't want them to take it. I don't want the government to put a lien against it. Absolutely. And obviously the probate avoidance. I want to keep my kids out of court. So check the boxes, right? So I start talking about the trust, and I mentioned that this Medicaid Asset Protection Trust is a form of an irrevocable trust. She goes, let me stop you right there. Okay. I've been told and I've read never, ever do an irrevocable trust. So, well,
then it's settled then.
But then I guess
that's the end of the meeting.
Let's walk out. Well, so then I get into where? Who told you this? How'd you hear about this? And, you know, one source was Google, which we were just talking about. Google that shouldn't do an irrevocable trust, whatever that means. And I have a sister, I think it was, that, you know, she did a revocable trust. She said, don't do an irrevocable trust. So then I got into the whole conversation about, well, let's just talk about what an irrevocable trust actually means. And then you make your own decision, right? Based on, you know, you're counting on me as a professional to tell you about what this form of it. And I got even above that. There's different versions of irrevocable trusts, by the way. You know, some trusts are truly irrevocable as the name sounds.
I say super duper irrevocable, right? Is a legal term I use.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll take that from you. Super duper irrevocable.
Yeah.
But our trusts are not super duper irrevocable. They're regular irrevocable. Not the main.
They're technically irrevocable.
Technically, yes.
Barely irrevocable.
But when we get into it and we talk about, hey, you're going to have basically all the same rights that you already had. You know, you can use the houses. You're going to, there's all the same tax benefits. From a tax perspective, the assets are still yours. If we sell the property, you can use the funds to buy something else. You can receive the income that the trust assets generate. So we got into all the stuff we always talk about on the show. And at the end, she's like, oh, I don't really understand why I wouldn't then. And I was like, neither do I. So, you know, at the end of the conversation, she was on board with it and she fully understood in her particular scenario what this version of irrevocable trust would mean to her and her goals and how it would not negatively affect her lifestyle. She was very happy and she was educated and she felt good about it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear more wonderful things when we're back in the second half of the show. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid program right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Morning, we're back. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And my name is Phil Vacchio.
If you want to see Phil Vacchio, you don't want to just hear him this morning. Mm-hmm. You want to see him this morning, I have good news for you. You can go to Hudson Valley Community College and you can see Phil Vacchio, the Phil Vacchio, from 8 a.m. to how long you staying there, Phil?
I'll be there till about 11.
About 11.
Today.
Kim will be there through 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Tools for Caregivers event, the 17th annual, presented by the Capital Region Caregivers Coalition. And you said that Kim's going to be speaking there as well?
Yeah, she's on a panel.
Oh, very nice.
So they're going to be asking her some questions. I think we'll both be there for personal questions as well if you want to stop by the table. So feel free. Come say hi.
Kim is a wonderful panelist.
She's excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, she really is.
You actually, you're no slouch either. You do a good panel.
I love a good panel, Dave. I do.
You do longevity panels. This is not a joke.
We do, yeah. So one of my buddies from high school who I reconnected when I moved up here from Long Island works for, not to get too much into it, but a wholesaler to financial advisors, and he's always putting on programs, and he features me as a guest on his longevity panels where we talk about things like aging and planning.
Very nice.
Placement of seniors, and one time he had a funeral director on the panel.
Oh, okay.
All types of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
If you can't hear Kim today on a panel, I have good news for you as well. Because on Wednesday, May 6th, she'll be on another panel.
Oh, boy.
And this is with the Alzheimer's Association. And it's Alzheimer's in the Workplace, Caregiving, Planning, and New Treatment Advances. And that's going to be up in Saratoga. Again, May 6th. It's a morning panel from 8 to 9:30 at the Embassy Suites in Saratoga Springs. But wait, there is more. On May 11th, a couple weeks from now, I'll be presenting at the Clifton Park Half Moon Library talking about elder law basics. And there's even more than that as we get into later May and June, which we will not talk about right now.
Keep coming. We'll fill you in when it gets closer.
Hopefully the Mets will not be mathematically eliminated from the playoffs as of June 1st, but we'll see.
Still early, Dave. You got some time.
Yeah, I think it'll be a race between the Sox and the Mets, Ben, I'm sorry to say.
My Yanks are
awful. And the Phillies, which, you know what? Sometimes the sun shines as well.
That's all right. I think the Yanks are on a 9-game winning streak now, so I'm happy. Sorry for you guys.
That's all right. Listen.
Yeah.
It's fine. Anyway, it's fine. We were talking about, you know, how your facts matter because we're going to come up with a plan that's going to check off the boxes. And you were mentioning a client that kind of poo-pooed the irrevocable trust just off the bat.
Yeah.
I was told not to do it, and I think that's a lack of understanding of what irrevocable means, and that there's life is not black and white, and there's different kinds of trust, and there's a trust where you, like, I mean, thousands of people do this trust that protect money, that avoid probate, that keep control, big picture control in our clients' hands. They could amend and so on, and she got educated on it, and it sounds like she thinks some of the attributes of the Medicaid trust will make sense for her.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll proceed with it. It's possible, Phil, that people hear that and they say, yeah, no, I get it. I understand it. I don't really care about how much money goes to my kids one day. They're going to be fine one way or the other. And I know, Phil, you told me there's all these ways you could help protect money last second, which there are. There's crisis plans we can do. And they say, we'll roll the dice. We'll go with revocable. We'll go with, you know what, we'll just go with wills, and we're okay with our kids going through probate. And it's like judgment-free zone here.
I was going to say.
It's whatever you want.
By the way, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's after you're fully educated and you know what your options are in your particular scenario, you know, you make the decision. As long as we're meeting your goals, That's what's important. If you walk out of the office after you sign your documents and you have peace of mind and you can sleep at night and you feel good about it,
yeah.
That's what our goals are. And we're going to point out the positives and negatives. We're going to point out potential, you know, loopholes and red flags. And as long as you're aware of them and you make the decision, that's what we're trying to do for you.
I mean, there's not just one kind of food. You don't just go to the supermarket and get food. You know, you go to get what you want. And there's pros and cons to what you want. But you're going to, like, you get to decide. There's not just one type of car.
Yeah.
You get to pick out the attributes of the car you want. And if it's worth the money you feel like spending, well, then I guess you just bought a car.
It's a personal preference. I mean, sometimes I get the question after we go through the Medicaid trust and whatnot, and it's, the client's in the particular scenario where they're at the right age and it's meeting their goals. And
Central casting, they need a Medicaid trust.
Like, perfect candidate for it, checks all the boxes, doesn't restrict their life in any way. And they ask me, well, why? Like, I don't understand then who would do a revocable trust. I don't, after everything you told me, it sounds great. Who would do a revocable trust? And that's, you know, where we start to give some examples of kind of what you were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, we could do a revocable trust where someone is still very young, but doing very well, maybe has properties in multiple states and just wants to make things
easy. They have a lot of money.
Have a lot of money, wants to make things easy when they pass away, right? That's a scenario. You have the client that really doesn't have close family, right? There's no dependents or heirs that they care much about protecting assets for.
I'd say that those people probably, they tend to be less concerned about how much money is left after they're gone as people who have really important specific bequests out there, whether it's family or good causes. I mean, there's a whole, you know, large demographic that's, I don't want the government to get another nickel from me, which is, you know, translation is, okay, let's protect your money in case you have long-term care needs. And, you know, the other analogy that I almost said, but this is I don't know if you've heard this one, Phil.
Let's hear it.
Ben's heard this. Is car washes?
No. Geez, you're full. How many of variations of analogies have you been through?
I have a lot of analogies.
Always thinking about these.
Yeah. In fact, there's an analogy for how many analogies I have.
I want to hear that one. Ben, you know that one?
No. Yes.
So, yes. Car wash. Okay.
That was a mole.
This is a good one.
Okay. Let's hear it.
You want to get your car washed, right? You go to the car wash. Well, guess what? You can get an exterior only car wash, right? They're not touching the inside of the car at all. I view that as a basic will because they're just getting the who gets what at the end of the day is right? The exterior of my plan is going to happen, right? It's not going to protect my car. It's not going to, you know, it might snow the next day. Now I need another car wash sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a longer term plan. I can get the wash that does that. They're going to do the inside and the outside. Okay, well, now maybe I'm avoiding probate. Maybe I'm in the world of revocable trust. It's doing something during my life inside, taking care of everything outside.
Yep.
Maybe the plan's going to last a little longer. And then there's the super duper one, the undercarriage, the
turtle,
Rain-X,
wax,
the things on the rims,
Tire shine.
Your rims
tire
look great.
Shine,
yep. And tires look wonderful. And part of the wax, that's to protect your car for longer.
Yeah.
The undercarriage stuff is to make sure it doesn't start rusting. Right. And so if you care about protecting the value of the thing, then you're going to do and you're going to elect a car wash that might be more expensive, but it is checking the boxes as to what you want. If it's February 3rd and, you know, we just got through a snowstorm and your car looks like awful, you're just getting an exterior wash real quick. Just clean up the car, perhaps. And, you know, it's okay to just get a basic car wash, but when you're ready for the super duper, that's what you're going to end up doing. And it's protecting the value more if you care about it.
Yeah.
And just like the car washes, well, you know, there's a menu. When you do the super duper, they're still cleaning the outside of your car. We're still getting the plan to end the right way. When you do the super duper, we're still avoiding probate. They're still cleaning the inside of the car. So kind of each package you do at the car wash just adds features. It doesn't take away any of the other features. And, you know, wills leave money to the right people. They have rules for your grandkids and whatever you want it to be, but there's probate. Revocable trusts, it's going to end the right way, I promise you, and we're going to avoid probate. Medicaid trust, I have good news for you. We're protecting money as well, and we're avoiding probate. And, of course, everything goes to the right people. So when you leave that car wash, your car got washed. to the level you wanted it to get washed. I can tell when Phil is impressed with something, because I've given analogies before where he doesn't look impressed.
That's right.
I saw he's got Jen, if you want to call and
a look of amazement,
like
in
this,
my eyes.
One of his eyebrows kind of went up a little bit, and he kind of you
good,
like this.
It's
don't
a good
you?
One, Dave. It's a good one. I do like that.
He's trying to figure out how he's going to steal it and use it in his presentation.
I was thinking about how dirty my car is, and I have to get a wash day after the show.
There you go.
Listen, you're gonna next time you get a car wash, you're gonna think of me out there.
Well, so, I want to take it even one step further with this, and you know, kind of how we're explaining things. Sometimes I think people think they can only have one particular component. Like, we can customize your package even above and beyond that. We talk about irrevocable trusts. I've had cases where we do both, right? What if you have
two trusts,
right? Can you imagine two trusts? And sometimes it makes a lot of sense, right? Give an example here. You have a client that has multiple properties, all right? And they're at a stage where there are some of the properties that they're like, I'm never going to sell these properties. They're generational properties. And even if I did, I wouldn't need the value. But I have these other few properties, or whether they're investment or whatnot, that I'm not sure about. But I don't want to restrict them at all, even though we know there's a lot of flexibility within the irrevocable trust.
You could protect what you want, and you could, you know, not protect what you don't want.
Correct. But you can also, if you say, I might keep those, and if I do pass away, I want to avoid probate. I don't want to leave a mess behind. We can do an irrevocable trust that protects some of the properties. We can do a revocable trust that I have full unilateral control over those assets, but it doesn't protect them. But if I untimely pass away, those also pass in the easiest way possible. And, you know, I don't want clients to think or listeners to think out there that it's one or the other. We can really customize your plan according to your needs.
I think Jen has reported...
Oh, no.
And I don't know how to take this, Jen, but I think she likes this more than the toaster and oven analogy, which I take great offense to.
So. All over. Yeah, I guess she's
keep your opinion to yourself, Jen.
Analogy.
Thank you.
That's Dave's number one, so don't mess with toasters and ovens.
It's really important in our profession to be able to convey really complicated legal things in a way that people can understand. They could repeat it in a way they could defend it, because I know some of your clients are going to talk to their financial advisor or accountant or friend who's going to say, you did what? Didn't I tell you not to do that irrevocable? And they need to be able to explain it. And, you know, they may say, when's the last time you got a car wash? And they're going to say, I'm getting a super duper one today and so on.
And even more so, I mean, I have clients that come in and they've been to seminars, whether it's ours or another attorney's, they've maybe listened to radio shows like ours and still come in misinformed, because it really is difficult to apply these general ideas to your own fact pattern sometimes.
You can't self-diagnose as well as a doctor can diagnose.
It's not. We're seeing, you know, how many clients a day and applying different fact patterns, and we get to deal with the clients when something happens and see how these plans worked. So, you know, it really is that professional experience-based component. It makes a difference. It does.
Yeah. And if you want to hear more from Phil this morning, you have not had enough. 8 a.m. to about 11 when he's going to leave. What do you got? Little League?
How'd you guess?
Yeah.
Lots of Little League going on.
At Hudson Valley Community College, it's a Tools for Caregivers event, the 17th annual, and that's 80 Vandenberg Avenue in Troy this morning. And I know it's going to be great. If you're a caregiver out there, please make your way over to, there's lots of resources that are available to you that you may not know are available to you.
Be proactive. Educate yourself. Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.